Hi guys, I am Rishabh here, and today we are going to talk about the BHIM app, which was launched by the Indian government on I exactly don't remember the dates, but yes, I remember the year, that was 2017. That means the previous year. So what exactly is BHIM? BHIM stands for Bharat Interface for Money, a biometric payment system app BHIM, which is using Aadhaar platform based on Unified Payment Interface UPI to make possible e-payments straight to bank. It was started to give emphasis to the automation, scientific knowledge and digital transactions. It can be carried out on knowledge and digital transactions. It can be carried on all mobile phones irrespective of the fact whether it is a smartphone or a feature phone or with or without internet connection. Because of the new app, plastic cards will be restricted and point of sale machines will also reduce. Few payments for service providers like MasterCard and Visa will be banished, which has always created hindrance and in people switching to digital payments. BHIM app. So how the BHIM app exactly works? Once you have installed this app successfully, BHIM confirms your mobile number, allow you to choose your desired bank which gets registered for making payments. Once you have done all this, you receive an SMS for confirmation and authorization. While selecting the bank as mobile number plays an important role in transferring money. Therefore, you should always be careful to use the mobile number which is linked to your bank account. The next step is to create a 4-digit MPIN, that is the UPI activated account reflects the number by its own. So the next topic is that how the BHIM is easy to use. By just using a thumb impression, the payments through BHIM app can be made after the bank account is linked with Aadhaar gateway. Indeed, technology through the BHIM will encourage the poorest of the poor, small businesses and the marginalized section. So does BHIM incurs no transaction cost? Bharat Interface does not charge you for making any transaction for money, but your bank might, however, impose a minimal charge according to the UPI or IMPS transfer fee. So thanks for it. So, and the next topic is about the internet connectivity. The basic requirements to use the app are an internet access, an Indian bank account that holds UPI payments, and a mobile number associated to the bank account. However, amalgamation of the UPI mechanism via USSD payments helps BHIM to work easily on feature phones, as well as where the user can even do financial transactions in offline mode. A user can dial a toll-free number to make offline payments through which, but this facility is not available in all kinds of wallet categories. Respective users should have internet facility on their smartphone. Merging of associate banks with the SBI. The government on February 17, 2017, the merger of 5 associated banks with the State Bank of India. The 2 of 5 associated banks, the State Bank of Patiala and the State Bank of Hyderabad, are unlisted. Among the other 3, Mumbai-based SBI holds a 75% stake in State Bank of Bikaner and Jaipur, 90% in the State Bank of Mysore and 79% in the State Bank of Travancore. The merger will be finalized in the fiscal year 2018, and it will raise the SBI's ranking among global banks, bringing it among the top 50 banks across the world. With 25% market share in the deposits and advances, the bank had planned to merge the 5 associated banks earlier and Bharati Mahila Bank with by itself by the end of March 2017. However, it was put on hold due to demonetization exercise that started in November, ceased 500 rupees and 100 and 1000 rupees notes from the market and everywhere around. So now the next stop is the ADB loan for India to improve solar transition system. The Indian government and the Asian Development Bank ADB signed a $175 million loan agreement to help building a high voltage transmission system to transmit power generated from a new mega solar parks to the interstate grid on April 6, 2017. The ADB will give loan to Power Grid Corporation of India Limited. It will include various projects located in India. The project is designed to adopt the country's system on safeguards as well as procurement at the agency level. The agreement was signed by Raj Kumar, Joint Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs of the country, while by Kenshi Yogamaka, Country Director of ADB's India Resident Mission on behalf of ADB. The project will enable transmission of surplus solar energy from states with surplus power to power deficient states. So that was all about the BHIM, and please stay connected with my channel or blog, you can say, so that you get more information of these type of apps like the Google's Android Play, 5G spectrum auction, infusion of capitals in PSBs, India's contribution to UN fund and programs, and the more. So please stay connected and share this video with all your friends to whom who want to get an idea about the BHIM app. So guys, I would like you to please share this video and also please like. Thanks, and stay connected with me. Have a good day.